Shell's chief financial officer addressed the company's Arctic drilling plans during a teleconference about their quarterly earnings. Shell CFO Simon Henry says the company does want to return to Alaska, and soon.
Clearly, we would like to drill as soon as possible, so we're putting the building blocks in place.
The company's getting ready to file a new exploration plan in the next few weeks, but Henry says it won't include any prospects in the Beaufort Sea, just the Chukchi. That's because the company will be missing a critical piece of equipment.
We will not take the Cullet back next year. One of the reasons we don't is the repair cost may exceed the benefit of doing so.
Shell bought the Kolek drill rig because its unique, rounded design was a good fit for icy conditions. The vessel was badly damaged when it ran aground in the Gulf of Alaska on New Year's Eve of 2012. Shell executives have said that the rig was being moved out of state to avoid paying oil and gas taxes on it. Almost a year later, Henry says the Kolek is still sitting in a shipyard in Singapore.
The Beaufort is particularly shallow, as you may know, and the Kolek we do not expect, in fact, we're not sure that we'll necessarily bring the Kolek back into operation.
Instead of repairing the Kolek, Shell may write it off as a loss of $200 million. They still have the Noble Discoverer drill rig, which is leased from the Noble Corporation. Henry says Shell's leasing another rig, the Polar Pioneer from Transocean, to use as a backup.
But there remains permitting and regulatory process through which we need to go before we can confirm a decision to drill actually in 2014.
Shell spokesperson Megan Baldino says the company's been making plans to get permits in time for a 2014 season. This year, they'd go through the Department of the Interior for air emissions permits instead of the Environmental Protection Agency. Interior already oversees air permits for offshore drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. And in the past, Alaskan politicians have criticized the EPA for granting permits too slowly. Even though they'd be trying out a faster route to meet regulation this time around, Baldino says Shell isn't rushing to get back to the Arctic.
This is a multi-year exploration program, and so every step we take is really going to be contingent on meeting all the conditions necessary to proceed safely and responsibly.
And there's a lot on the line. Shell has spent almost $1 billion on its Arctic oil program in the past year. And on Alaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.